There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Gocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan. Meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. I'll be on stage. I'm going to be dissecting the news and giving my take on it. And I'm going to show a movie that will absolutely change your life. I don't want to tell you what the title is, but if you decide that you want to come to the meetup, you'll get a chance to see what it's like, and it will change your life forever. Absolutely. It will explain a lot of why what is happening is happening. It will help you think about how to prepare. It really will. Everything that we do here at USAprepares.com is done with the intent to help you prepare for the future. Captain John Reagan, I was talking about pennies during the previous hour. And I mentioned that I went to the bank and I said I'd like to buy some pennies, and they said that they would have them shipped in for me and they were going to charge me shipping. And I said, wait a minute, I thought this was a bank. And they said, well, it is, but if you'll take it on a regular delivery, we won't have to charge you shipping, and you want 50,000 pennies. And by the way, what are you going to do with 50,000 pennies? And I said, well, I was thinking about building a penny arcade, and I'd need them for testing. And I was thinking about building a penny arcade, but I decided right then and there that I wasn't. But I want the pennies anyway. And here's the thing. Pennies today, right now, at this very second, a 1 cent U.S. penny is worth 1.91 cents in metal. Now, if you get pennies, and if you got half of them that were worth 2 cents apiece, I'm rounding up, and they've been over 2 cents apiece, you would almost double your money on half the pennies you bought. Right then and there, if you kept them. And my plan was to keep them and keep them for, our great-grandchildren so they could say, wow, what the heck are those? We don't use anything. Those are ridiculous. Those are silly. Why would anybody have those? Carry them around in your pocket when we could have this, our currency on our cell phone. Why would we, Well, I wanted to show them what they were like. So that's why I got these pennies. And I doubled my money on half of them. Okay, so that's one point. The other point is I was on the radio talking about pennies and doing exactly that, and the host said, well, I'm against defacing currency. Well, if you're fraudulently defacing currency, well, that's a crime. However, if I needed to make washers in an emergency, I wouldn't hesitate taking my drill press, putting a penny in a vise, and drilling a hole through it and making a washer in an emergency situation. I wouldn't hesitate. And I wouldn't be guilty of trying to defraud anybody because that wouldn't be my intent. I wouldn't have the intent to defraud someone. However, if I wanted to make a good connection between my battery on a vehicle or farm equipment and a cable, and copper is the best way to do it, I wouldn't have any trouble doing that in an emergency. Because right now, the price of copper washers is 7.5 cents to 8.6 cents each. And I could do it for 1 cent. Just my thoughts. And I'm not advocating defacing currency. John Reagan, back to you.
Now let's finish off a category of preparedness with currency exchange.
Okay.
And this article, one of us saw the headline, six kinds of currency that might emerge after the collapse. And when I see things like that, I really wonder, what am I going to read? Because a lot of times what I see in preparedness areas might be good for, small disasters. But when you're looking at what's coming, the advice can be deadly. This is actually a good article, and I might just want to point out, you know, I talk about there's really only two ways we're going to go. If we come out of this where technology is intact and we end up with a total surveillance police state, this article does not apply. You'll be getting some kind of electronic currency if you want to participate in society. Mm-hmm. But if we go down the other side where there is not technology, this is actually historical. And one of them we talked about before, salt.
Yep.
That is critical for life. Plus, it's, you know, nice for seasoning food, taking, you know, your fresh game and preserving it. Lots of uses for salt. And
by the way, salt's been going up in price.
Yes, it has. And you want the good stuff, you know, the Redmond salt, which is American-based, or the Himalayan salt. But you don't want the sea salt because you're getting all the toxins that's in the environment. You want the stuff that's mined from the ancient sources.
John, I just thought about the price that we've been paying for salt for the farm animals. You know, these 50-pound blocks of salt that they can lick at when they want to. Salt licks, they're called. And they used to be $3.50. Now they're just over $6. So they've almost doubled in price in 10 years.
And I remember when I was at the meetup and actually talked about this, I wasn't able to see the look on your face, but Becky was watching when I said, you know, if you don't have at least a ton of salt, you're not a prepper.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah, and well,
if you have cattle, you know, you're going to need a ton of salt.
Well, you know, you said that, and I remember you saying that, and I remember me saying, I only have a quarter of a ton. Literally. I mean, we literally have a quarter of a ton of salt here at the farm, and it's not enough. You're absolutely right.
But other recommendations, fur pelts. I mean, you think about, especially earlier in this country, you had people going out through the western areas, and, you know, those were used in place of money.
Hey, John, can we go back to salt for a second?
Sure.
Here's why I'd like to go back to salt for a second. There are many of us who are thinking, what are you talking about? You know, I can just put the salt shaker away. But actually, you can't. And here's why you can't. During the period of a collapse, if you're thinking that you're going to just go to the store and buy cans of green beans and cans of other prepared foods that are heavily salted, that's where a lot of your salt comes from. But if you're not buying those, you're going to have to get your own salt. If you're going to rely on your garden, which would be great, you're going to need salt. And it doesn't come automatically in an empty jar. So you're going to have to put salt in your body somehow, and it has to come from somewhere. So you're going to need some salt. That's the whole point, John.
And this also gets back to the article we talked about, poisons for animals.
Yeah.
Your animals need salt too, but whatever salt source you get, you need to pay attention to the trace minerals, because depending on what animals you have, that trace mineral could be toxic to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got a list on this post, six kinds of currency that might emerge after the collapse. One of them is salt. What else would you like to share? The fur pelts, yeah.
Tobacco, used to be popular. And, of course, alcohol's been a hit for thousands of years. Knives are a very good one, because so many people that aren't prepared, a knife is one of the big things that you need to keep going. You know, 101 uses. And the sixth item is herbs and spices. Now, herbs are things that you can probably grow without much trouble. However, spices typically come from tropical areas. So unless you have a tropical greenhouse, whatever your supply is going to get exhausted. But especially herbs are going to be important because, you know, as people start learning how to grow their own food, they are going to want something to season it with, or it's going to be very bland and boring. And
yes.
Some of it, you just need to season it just to make it edible. So these are really important things. And, you know, like I say, in the case of herbs and spices, alcohol, those things really don't take a lot of prep time or money. You just got to get the skills, know what you're doing, and be ready.
You're absolutely right. John Reagan, we have John Dollarheit from Nixon, Missouri on with us. Welcome, John Dollarheit.
Hey, Vin. John, I've just got a quick comment. You were talking about salt, and I ran across something by accident that I thought might be interesting to you. At Tractor Supply Company, I was in there, so it's an agricultural supply, and happened to be going down through, and I saw the different salt licks. Well,
me too. That's where I saw mine over the weekend.
There was an 8-pound plastic jug of pink, the prettiest pink salt that and so I looked at it, and it says product of Pakistan. Well, that's where the Himalaya salt comes from, and so I mean, this, they were selling for like $8, $10 for a, you know, a big old bucket of it for 8 pounds. It comes in, you know, baseball-sized chunks, and so, of course, you're going to have to spend a little bit of labor, you know, breaking that down. But, you know, I thought that was a pretty inexpensive way to be able to buy the Himalayan salt.
John Dollarheit, it's very interesting that you say this, because I was at Tractor Supply also over the weekend, and I was looking at exactly the same thing. I was looking at the salt licks for the animals, and I was looking at how it's gone up, and I also saw that pink salt that you're talking about. And I stopped to look at that. It's interesting. And I was thinking, we should get that too. Really, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of weird. Why would we be giving a deer, you know, the fine Himalayan salt?
mm-hmm. Right.
But that's all I had today. I'll see you tonight.
Hey, John Dollarheit, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That was John Dollarheit of Dollar Value Computers. He's the guy who the U.S. DA came after, him and his wife, Judy Dollarheit, for $6 million because they raised and sold pet rabbits. John Reagan and I will be right back.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $12.1660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.6134, $6.3067 for a half ounce, or $3.1533 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.6134, $6.3067, and $3.1533.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And, John, one of the things that you were talking about, alternatives for currency, you know, after the collapse, is a knife. And I require everyone in our family to carry a knife at all times. And it has to be sharpened at all times. So, I went to the internet and I looked up, and I carry a very simple, very inexpensive knife. It's made by Gerber, and it's called a Paraframe, P-A-R-A-F-R-A-M-E. They have a mini size. Mine is not the mini. Mine is the standard size. And it has a frame locking blade. So it folds in half, and when the blade comes out, it locks in place. So it won't cut you by folding back on your fingers. And it's got a skeletonized grip. And they're available on eBay right now. That's the mini. I was going to say for less than $20. So, just a thought, that's the knife that I carry. And I carry the serrated one, and I use it every day, many times a day. When I go feed the cows, take out my knife, I cut the twine that holds the bales together, I pick up the twine, and I save it for reuse. I put it in a big bucket, and if I need twine, I've got a big bucket of twine. So that's what I use the knife for every day, for sure. I use it for other things. And Dr. Howard Chain and I were involved in an accident scene where we were helping to rescue a man who crashed into a concrete piling, and he used his very sharp knife to cut the seatbelt so that the man who just crashed, who was unconscious behind the wheel, would be able to be extracted from the burning vehicle. So, and when our children were in school, they were told that they absolutely positively had to have a knife with them, And, of course, we were told, yeah, but that's against the rules, Dad. Can't have a knife in school. And so that's when they learned that there are two sets of rules. Their rules and my rules, and my rules supersede their rules. Back to you, John Reagan.
Let's skip on down to the bigger picture. And have you heard of TISA?
Tell us all about it.
Well,
TISA.
TISA. We've got so many secret negotiations going on. You've probably heard about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's also the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Well, now they've got this other one going on that's been leaked, the Trade in Services Act, TISA, which basically takes everything that is a service, whether it's electronic transactions, veterinary, agricultural, just anything that involves data flow would be put under this. And it actually makes it to where the countries no longer have control of the data. They can't restrict the data movement. So these big multinational corporations would now be able to take all this nice stuff that's going to be surveyed by the Internet of Things that we've been talking about with all this spy tech, and you can complain to Congress all you want, but if they approve this treaty, you have no control over that data.
John, are we talking about data that travels across the Internet exclusively? Are we talking about data that lives on servers that the government has secretly stolen from we the people? Are we talking about our phone calls, our texts, our tweets, our emails? Are we talking about all that they're storing for use against us at a future date? We're talking about all that data. Are we talking about, in addition to that, are we talking about the data that lives on my PC right here on my farm? What are we talking about?
I'd really like to find somebody that is more of an expert in this area that's at least had time to research what's been leaked, because obviously this is not a small document that's going to be produced.
These are secret negotiations that are going on right now, right?
That's right.
And in these behind closed doors, hermetically sealed doors, we have these negotiations going on among countries. And I believe that the players are Australia, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Hong Kong, Iceland, Israel, Japan, Liechtenstein, Mexico, New Zealand, Norway, Pakistan, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, South Korea, Switzerland, Taiwan, and Turkey. And according to what I read, that's about 70% of all trade and services worldwide. Pretty serious is what you're talking.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified, safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you can click on that and get his book, which will convince you and anyone else who reads it that we absolutely, positively will experience a financial collapse. It's absolute mathematical certainty that we will. John Reagan, Edward Snowden, obviously is the person of the year last year, right? And he exposed single-handedly the corruption, the surveillance of the surveillance state and surveillance states. And we owe him a debt of gratitude for exposing this. And what we're talking about now is a large-scale snooping by NSA on European citizens and us and many people all over the world through electronic communications. And now we're talking about the end of privacy almost every way you can think of, right? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, and these three treaties that are being worked up, I guess the bad news is we've got a Republican Senate now, because Republicans are notorious for approving trade deals, calling it good for business. So we're going to need to keep our senators' feet to the fire to say no for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, no for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, and no for the Trade and Services Act. These are all bad, and unfortunately, I think this is one of the things we're going to see pushed through over the next 2 years.
How could anyone who votes for these things not be considered a traitor? How is that possible?
It's beyond me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We have people who allegedly have been selected for our voting pleasure, who allegedly are in office, who are allegedly representing our interests, who sell us out for their own personal pleasures. I'm talking about Congress. And, of course, the President. Barry. Okay, John, what's next? Boy.
Next up is deadly fraud.
Okay.
And this is a short stub of an article that links to an audio interview. I have not listened to that interview, but it's on medical identity fraud. And we were already moving into electronic health records, and Obamacare has really put that movement on steroids. And the description really got me thinking, what happens when somebody, you know, commits fraud and starts using your health insurance? And it's becoming deadly because that electronic health record gets pulled up by a doctor and you can get misdiagnosed because what's in your record applies to the person that stole your medical identity. And it can also basically deny you use of your insurance because, you know, some of your plans have certain caps for certain things. And if the person that took your identity used up all you had available for the year, guess what? You don't get usage of your insurance.
John, this can only happen. Yeah, I've been thinking about this as you're saying this. This can only happen when you have a system where you depend on medical records that are electronic, where you don't have your doctor, you have a team of doctors, or you have doctors who don't even know who you are, rather, if they don't read this electronic medical record, nurses who don't know who you are. What I'm saying is, this is completely foreign to the medical system that I remember in the 1960s. I'm talking like 1962, 63, 64. You know, here's what I'm saying. You used to go into the doctor's office, and there would be a receptionist there. That receptionist would look up when you walked in, and she'd know who you were because you were a patient. And then you would have a seat in the waiting room, and you would be called in by a nurse. The nurse who would know who you are because you're a patient. The doctor who would know who you are because you're a patient. And the doctor would say, he would know. He would know from the last time he saw you. Because they would remember their patients. They had more than 7 minutes to spend with each patient. So you weren't just a number, next, 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 all day long. You weren't that. You actually were a person. And your doctor would remember who you were and what he treated you for last time. And of course, he could look at the chart and refresh his memory. But if it said, if your chart said you had cancer, he'd say, wait, nurse, what the heck is this? Who put this in the chart? This patient never had cancer. This patient didn't have an amputation. You know, this patient didn't have thyroid surgery. this patient isn't diabetic. What the heck is this? Who messed this up? So what you're talking about is a system where we have gone from being a person, a man or a woman or a son or a daughter, into a number where those in the medical profession have no idea who we are. That's the only way this could happen, John.
Yeah, and I remember when doctors used to make house calls.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they used to, even in the middle of the night. We have fallen so far. It's unbelievable.
And they call it progress.
What you're bringing up is a very, very good point, that your medical records could be hijacked, could be stolen, could be altered by someone who is using your insurance, and it's probably difficult to detect it unless you go to visit your doctor and you can't. And then what happens? What happens if, John, if you're sick and you need to see the doctor today? Because you've got a really high fever and you're going to die. I'm not exaggerating. And you need to see your doctor. And the receptionist says, I'm sorry. You've used up your allotment. We can't see you. It says right here on the screen, we can't see you. And you go, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I haven't seen you guys in a year. Well, no. Your operation used all of your available coverage. What operation? I can just see this happening, John. And then how long would it take to fight through that system when you're really, really sick and you've got this really high fever and you're in bed and you've got to fight the system? What a horrible scenario. And I know that St. John's, Dr. Norman Shuley and I talk about St. John's every once in a while. Neither one of us likes St. John's. It's changed. It's changed from St. John's to Mercy. It's called Mercy Healthcare. And they're building facilities all over the Ozarks. It's like the only business that's growing, other than government. And they've automated their medical records. And on the surface, you would think it's great. It's really great because you can go in and somebody can bring up your records, and no matter who you talk to, they can bring up your records. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a great idea, but you're not talking to anybody who really may know who you are. You're talking to someone who can read. Back to you.
And just look at all the big companies that have gotten hacked. And when you get down to smaller hospitals and doctor's offices, they can't afford the same resources these big companies can.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I went to Aldi a couple days ago with Mrs. Finelli, and we went to pay our bill with a credit card. It was declined. And, you know, normally someone would feel embarrassed, right, when your credit card's declined. And I said, oh, of course, my voice goes up a little bit. Make sure everybody can hear. Hey, we've been declined. Isn't this the credit card that they issued a new credit card because of the Home Depot credit breach, the Home Depot account breach? Isn't this the one? This one right here? Isn't this the card? And Mrs. Finelli says, that's it. Here's the other one. Here's the new one they sent us to replace the old one, because the old one, that account has been shut down. So how many of us are looking like we can't manage our finances and our credit cards are being declined and the cashier is thinking that we're a bunch of deadbeats because we're declined because of some credit card breach at Home Depot? And I'll tell you what, this has really caused problems for Vincent Finelli. It's caused problems for recurring payments like GoDaddy. And I almost lost a domain name, or two, or three, or four, because our credit card was shut down because of Home Depot. it affected GoDaddy. Can you imagine losing your domain name because of something you did, because you shopped at Home Depot? That's what happened to us. We almost lost our domain name. Boy.
And I've been reading on tech blogs how healthcare records are not nearly as secure as banking records.
Hey, John, don't you think that... yes. Don't you think that maybe there's a reason why they have these HIPAA regulations? Isn't it possible that they have these so you can't get at the access, the information about medical malpractice, medical mistakes? How about that? Maybe that's why we have these HIPAA regulations. So you can't find out what's happened to someone who's been medically misdiagnosed, medically mistreated, medically killed. Boy, 2 hours goes pretty fast. John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why did
you got your? Take my. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
In the afternoon, to 6 in the afternoon, I'm going to be spending time with John Stadtmiller on his show. And we're going to be talking, I'm going to be a guest, his guest. And we're going to be talking about alternative radio. And here's my question for all of you in class today. What would happen if there were no alternative radio? Would it make a difference? I submit to you that it would. And I remember growing up and listening to radio on the shortwave. I've got my ham rig right here in the studio, the same one that I listened to shortwave radio on. And I remember hearing men and women like John Stadtmiller 20 years ago who were saying things, and I'd say, wow, is that possible? Is there really that much corruption? Is the system really like that? Is it really true? Because that's not what I've been told. And I started to do research, and then I realized that a lot of what I had heard on Art Bell, alternative radio, John Stadtmiller, and others. It's true. So what would happen? What would happen if we lost alternative radio? John Reagan, we have Kendra from Iowa on. Welcome, Kendra.
Hi, Vincent. How are you and your guest? I forgot his first name. I'm sorry.
Captain John Reagan. We only have a couple minutes, so let's get right to your point.
Hello. Okay. I'm a transcriptionist, or I was a transcriptionist, and I've been in the healthcare field since 79. What you are saying about the medical records is spot on. Voice recognition is being used now with your medical records and transcription, and mm-hmm. you are at the mercy of that technology. And there are other transcriptionists that transcribe what they can't, you know, what voice recognition doesn't recognize. But like an example is if you have a baloney amputation, it comes out as baloney, as in the meat you eat. I do think that the answer here is to avoid going to the doctor if possible and treat yourself with nutrition, limited exposure to toxins, oils, everything you've said. But it's a scary time in healthcare right now. Very scary time. And I just want people
Kendra,
to
know. Kendra, I can...
Yeah.
Kendra, I can tell you that back in the 1990s, we had our computer manufacturing company. I built networks for lots of businesses, and one of the businesses was a medical transcription company. And basically what would happen is doctors would record, and this is back then, into a tape recorder, a handheld tape recorder, their notes. And that audio would be sent to a transcription service, and they would type the notes, and those notes would go back in electronic form to the hospital. And and I can easily see how the word "not" could be omitted. Like, for example, that patient doesn't have cancer.
Exactly.
That patient does have cancer or doesn't have cancer. I mean, you know, I can see how these mistakes could be very easily made. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of thinking that what would be a really good idea is if people could have their transcription done, possibly stat, and then be still in the office and read what was just typed or put into their record. And then if they have any rebuttal, a lot of times when it's done, it's done and it's set and set and you can't get back to it. And
Kendra, you are making an excellent, excellent point. There is absolutely no reason with today's technology that the doctor can't, as part of that 7 minutes, dictate into a machine and have a printout handed to you for your review and your signature prior to you leaving that doctor's office.
Yes.
Ivan Cifanelli, agree? Or
thank you.
Here are my comments where I disagree. Kendra, that is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Let's see if we can make that happen. John Reagan, your comment?
Yes, but don't expect to see it.
John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us today. You are an outstanding analyst, and you dissect the news, and you pick out the finer points, and you're alerting us to your thoughts. I really appreciate that. I'll see you later on this week. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Meet up tonight.
Flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.